Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking with the family? We back. You know what I'm saying? For another episode of Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
I'm your host, Big Ja, along with my co-host.
Infidelitone.
Yes. Infidelitone. Hilariosity. Man, that's a very fitting name. Only because of the show, the movie we're doing today.
Yes.
The movie is called "Why Did I Get Married?" Woo. We doing it, man. Another Tyler Perry flick. "Why Did I Get Married?" Written and directed by brother Tyler Perry.
Yes.
Back in the day, man, 2007.
Woo.
This movie is almost hitting the 20-year mark.
Yeah.
So in a few years.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He been doing it that long. Time be flying.
This movie has aged well.
It has.
Yeah.
It has aged
well.
It's an ensemble cast in a way. Mm-hmm. You know, we got Tyler Perry playing Terry.
Mm-hmm.
We got Janet Jackson playing Patricia.
Yep.
Malik Yoba playing Gavin.
Malik Yoba,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Was it JC? That's his name for what was it?
New York Undercover.
Something like that.
Malik Yoba.
Sharon Leal playing Diane. Jill Scott playing Sheila. Richard T. Jones. Slim from the Wood playing Mike.
Man.
My goodness gracious, bro.
Mike.
Tasha Smith, the beautiful Tasha Smith.
Always.
Man, she is crazy.
Turn it up.
Michael Jai White playing Marcus. And Lamont Rucker playing Sheriff Troy. Man, this movie, here's the thing. The cast was dope. Why did I Get Married is a movie. I probably went to the theater to see it.
Yeah.
And I dug it. I think the cast is dope. It's interesting. This movie's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I'm going to choose my words wisely.
Yes.
This is a show. This is a movie critic show.
Yeah.
Movie critique.
You want to be respectful.
I want to be respectful because I love the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the movie. Let me say I like the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I like the movie. It's a good movie. I just sometimes I feel like in my critique, in my honest opinion, I feel like Brother Perry, because he's the one that wrote it as well as directed it, he might go heavy-handed with the drama or heavy-handed with the behavior of certain characters.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, now, I kind of feel like it's unrealistic sometimes, but then you gotta have some situations where people be like, yeah, my husband calls me this, my husband calls me that, but not around. Let me just get to it,
and let me pick up what you adding. Like the character Richard T. Jones, Mike, he's not a real person.
Not a real human being.
This is not a real human being,
right?
Right, like he's not a real human being. As despicable as he is, and he's certainly despicable, no human being behaves like this. So I'm in this drama with the drama. Let me ask you real quick. You ever had stew?
I like the food?
Like stew, yeah.
Yes, of course.
My mother-in-law, white lady, she makes stew. Can't bake, can't cook. She can bake, but she can't cook. She makes stew. So and so stew is crock pot dish, right? Mm-hmm. And so you put a bunch of things together and you turn it on and you cook it for 8 hours and you get a dish. Mm-hmm. It's not delicious, it's not bad, it's edible.
Right? On, mom's?
Just any stew, any crock pot dish.
Oh, you said not good?
So here, follow where I'm going.
Okay, I was like, oh shit.
What some of these movies, and Tyler Perry isn't the only one, some of these movies I kind of think are crock pot movies. And here's what I mean by that. They take a bunch of actors that we know and like, and mm-hmm. they throw them in the pot.
Right.
And then they take from like a fixed list of occupations and jobs that they can do. Like, he's a lawyer, she's a doctor, he used to play ball. They throw that in the pot. Mm-hmm. And then they take from like a fixed list of like problems that characters can have. My wife won't sleep with me. My wife's too busy. I'm cheating. And throw it in the pot. And then for 2 hours, it cooks. Ding, here's your movie. Right?
Right.
That's what this movie and other movies are like. You just have people that we know, jobs that are familiar, problems that people have. Let's throw it all in the movie. And everybody has a problem. And everybody has a job. And to your point, I think you were alluding to this last week. And as a result of this crockpot movie, nobody's real. Nobody feels real because it's genre blended. It's crockpot cooked. And there's no variation. So these are all versions of a character you've seen before in a movie you've seen before, dealing with circumstances you've seen before.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
However, the only thing I disagree with is crockpot food be delicious, my nigga. What are you talking about? Nigga, you come. That shit is on in the morning. Mom or pops pull that top up and get the stirring.
Yeah, yeah.
Taters in there, celery, roast.
Yeah, yeah.
Carrots.
Can be dope.
Yeah.
Can be dope, yeah. I probably spoke in being heavy-handed and trying to make my point.
Yes.
I accidentally said that all crock pot dishes
are, it's not good. Yeah, it's not delicious. It's not bad. It's
mother-in-law stew. But, right. But the point is that if you cook it wrong, you throw all the things that you like in there, and then you just get mush.
Yeah.
You get soup.
It's overcooked.
Overcooked
and like, or cooked too fast or undercooked.
Yeah.
The celery is still a little crispy.
And like, that's what these movies are to me, right? Mm-hmm. Like all of these movies that we watch that are kind of like this, and this isn't just Mr. Perry's, like, they all have the same jobs. They're all like, they're all a lawyer. They're all a ad exec. They're all a former ball player, right? Mm-hmm. In my 44 years of life, I've never had a conversation with a dude about my wife not sleeping with me. It's something I would never tell anybody. Nobody's ever told me. Nobody's ever, but in these movies, you know, my wife not getting me none.
I get it.
Right.
It has to be real though, right?
Right?
Because
that conversation? No, come on, with you?
Like
any of your homies.
I just don't. Well. I'm definitely not going to say no names.
But you had a homie.
But I do got a homie that's like, bro, I always got to initiate. I always got to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But always have to initiate and she won't give me none. The only time
a woman is not giving her boyfriend, fiance, or husband mm-hmm. the buns is if he got caught cheating.
Right.
And now she don't want to sleep with him.
Okay. That's a different situation. Saying?
Yeah. But other than that, this too tired or nah.
Yeah.
Not for a long period of time and expect the relationship to still be strong.
Right.
No.
The characters in these movies openly talk about she won't have sex with me. And I've never been in a situation where, like, I've heard about people that have to beg their wives for sex. I imagine it happens, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, it always seems to be one of the one of the themes that you can pick out of a hat.
All right.
With these type of films.
So, yeah, let's just get to it, man. Mm-hmm. Terry is Tyler Perry. He's a pediatrician.
Mm-hmm.
All right. His wife, Diane, is a lawyer.
Yeah.
And she's a defense lawyer.
Busy, busy black woman.
Super, super busy, 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 busy.
Mm-hmm.
Janet Jackson is a writer and or no, therapist. She's a psychologist.
Definitely bad at her job.
You know what I'm saying? Gavin's an architect or engineer, mm-hmm, or a design engineer or something like that.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah. Michael T. Jones, Richard T. Jones, Mike.
Yeah.
What is he?
I don't know what he does for a living.
But he makes money.
Apparently he makes
Tasha
money.
Tasha Smith owns her own salon,
mm-hmm,
where Michael, her husband, is a barber there.
Yeah.
Which is the makes. All right, so hold on. And Denise Boutte, Trina, goes on this trip. So Lamont Rucker, Sheriff Troy, he's a sheriff in some in the boondocks of Colorado.
Yeah.
In the wood, in the hills, in the mountains somewhere.
Who wears tank tops in the snow under his jacket. Just wanted to call that out. It's snowing. He takes his jacket. And it's wearing just a tank top. But okay, I get it.
It's got out of here.
We got
to. So, all right. So, everybody has a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. The everyone has a problem. Tyler Perry has a problem. Is a pediatrician. He's a good father. He's a good husband.
Mm-hmm.
All he wants is his wife to be more attentive to him.
Yes.
And to their daughter. And they want to have sex. They haven't had sex in months.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a lawyer that's so busy that she can't smash her husband. And I get being so busy to where you miss appointments or you miss recitals and shit like that. But to smash your husband,
yeah,
it could take 10 minutes, that's 15, 20, 5.
Yeah.
The fuck?
She ain't got needs?
Yeah.
Right.
She's that wrapped up in the work.
Right.
She's that wrapped up. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Or then I start questioning, does she really love the nigga?
Right.
Or does she really lust him? Like, mm-hmm. Okay, that's their situation. Janet Jackson, unfortunately, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
And she just seems unhappy with life in general.
Yeah.
I think Janet Jackson did a good job of being this.
She's an actress.
She can do her thing.
The acting was great.
Malik is always solid. Malik is strong. He's
consistent.
He's super consistent. I've never seen him do something. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
He's a solid guy, actor. And his character is dope. His character is cool.
Yeah.
He's being patient with his wife. And
voice of reason kind of guy.
Voice of reason. Mm-hmm. And he's okay. He's a man.
Yeah.
He's a man that is he's not fronting for the homies.
Mm-hmm.
Jill Scott, hate her character.
Yeah.
I love the acting.
Yeah.
She can act.
She did a good job.
She's a great job.
Good enough.
Of playing a woman that I can care less about.
Yeah. I didn't like the wigs. I didn't like the fat suit.
So, but I guess the fat suit had to be there. So when we see her.
We see
the come down.
Yeah.
My wife had to explain to me that Sheila does exist.
Yes.
There's a lot of women who don't have to understand self-value, have low self-esteem.
Yeah.
But to a certain degree. Like after a while, I'll be like, okay, you disagree. And this might come off as insensitive and or mean. I'm not insensitive at all or mean. I could be insensitive to this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not sitting there, like, I definitely don't agree with any woman getting letting her husband or any man beat her, put his mm-hmm. hands on her.
Mm-hmm.
But verbal abuse, it's like, to a degree, at some point in time, you got to man up.
Yeah.
Woman up.
Yeah.
And say, I'm not going to accept this. However, the biggest issue I have with this film is Richard T. Jones' character, Mike.
Yes.
Like, men like him do exist. They're called mm-hmm. drunks and addicts.
Yeah.
And men that don't have friends. Are men that have friends that are the same as them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like guys that go home and beat their wives and they hate their job, they hate their lives, they're jealous of their the success of others, they're mm-hmm. haters. Like this dude just hates his wife because she got big.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even say that she got big. She looks like the type of woman that's probably been big for a long time. But she big when you married her. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no kids. She didn't have any. She didn't get big because of having kids. Like, yeah.
This
he doesn't seem like a real person. But a lot of times, and I hate to say this, Mr. Perry, sometimes I feel like your characters do exist. There are real people, but they're the worst of that kind.
Like Thanos.
Like, right?
Like this.
He could be like, bro, I remember my father telling my mom she was fat in front of everybody. So you can't tell me that that's not a real person. That's true, but that's so uncommon. That's such an unrelatable
characteristic of a man.
It's
too much.
Too much.
It's like... Like this character, make your point.
And what makes it worse is that these other niggas ain't saying nothing.
100%.
There's no way.
100%.
There's no way. Here's the thing, bro. I'm a comedian and I make jokes about people all the time. But in reality, bro, I'm not, I was raised not to sit here and let people just dog a woman out. I'm not here to dog a black woman out or any woman out, especially a black woman.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara especially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Even if it's your husband, you can do what you want in your closed doors, behind your closed doors at your house, and I just hope that you do the right thing. But if we're having a couple's retreat and my wife is here along with my other friends and you one of my friends too, and I just see you disrespect your wife time and time again, all I'm doing is like, oh, come on, man. I'm like, hey, bro, hold on. Hey, bro, if you're going to disrespect your wife, do that, and if you're going to let him, do that on your own time. We're here to have a good time, bro.
Right.
This is killing the vibe. But it seemed like Mike's character is so alpha male-ish that he don't even listen to these dudes, and they're not strong enough men to explain, hey, bro, stop doing that shit.
Here's the problem.
It will cause a problem in the whole, hey, bro, you're going to have to get up out of here, my nigga.
Here's the problem, Ja. You are 100% right.
Right.
About everything that you just said. The problem is that this character torpedoes the movie.
Yeah.
So nothing can be talked about in relative reality terms because this character exists in it. It's almost like if all of these people were human and there was a lizard sitting there and he's just a lizard the whole movie, right? Like, it's just like you can't talk about things seriously because you got a walking, talking lizard. No man, no real human would have their wife drive to the cabin while he flies with the girl that he's smashing, that he's bringing to a couple's retreat.
And it's literally 9 people there. She's the 9th person.
Yes. Would never happen in real life. Bro. Right? So we can't even, so any conversation about that, we might as well be talking about a cartoon because this isn't real. It's not a real analysis. When they get to the scene where he gets to outing everybody's shit and telling everybody stuff, first of all, that would never happen. A real human would never do that to his friends, to his boys. He might stop at, like a real guy wouldn't out his homie.
Nigga, you think I would say to your wife, hey, he came to me when it happened and cussed you and blamed you with tears in his eyes, crying like a baby, and we gonna have beers after that? I might beat the fuck out you, bro.
First of all, I can beat the fuck out of him there.
And vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
Vice versa.
And then to think that we could still be cool after you basically just outed the darkest secrets, you know, and then that you're still going to get invited to the banquet and that we'll let you show up with the girl that you're cheating on. Come on. None of this is possible.
And so, Brother Perry, Mr. Perry.
Yes.
That's it. I will always say this. I've worked with him, mm-hmm. and I had a great time. My encounter with Brother Mr. Perry was amazing. I got to see part of the campus mm-hmm. and the production, and it was a great experience. It was a quick experience as far as mm-hmm. Getting like the way he directs and everything. Yeah. But I feel like I did a decent job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was a great experience, and it's inspiring for me to be there and to work with him. It's a highlight of my career, honestly. Mm-hmm. So I say that to say this, but to be honest with you, this storyline is crazy.
Yeah,
like you know what I'm saying. It's a couples retreat, yeah. Married couples who've known each other for years, and she lacks so much esteem that she's gonna go on a couples trip with her husband and not sit next to him and let him not sit next to him and make her drive. And that girl is so oblivious to, like, if that's your friend, you're supposed to ride with your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So a lot of things, he just does stuff. He makes us have to believe it.
Yeah.
Like this chick, she's like the wife, Diane, Terry and Diane.
Mm-hmm.
She's so caught up in her work that she can't realize that I'm expressing to you that we don't spend time together, and this is supposed to be a time for it. We drove because I want to talk.
Yeah,
you're on your phone, and she makes it seem like, all right, I put my phone down. You happy?
Mm-hmm.
Like you sound like a disrespectful ass wife,
yeah.
A woman in general, narcissistic, selfish as fuck. And why would I love you?
Right.
She doesn't seem lovable at all, at no circumstance.
Right.
And then she's a bad mother too.
And
come on,
and
bro.
Had her tubes tied.
That Tyler, so Brother Perry, Mr. Perry, he does this all the time.
Like, crock pot.
He just loads it. It's full of season mm-hmm. to where it's not even palatable. Like, all right, so.
And again, Tyler Perry's movies are about things. They're about things more so than they're about people, more so than they're about real scenarios.
Right.
Right. So you got to kind of like look at a Tyler Perry. You got to go higher. Because if you look at the specifics of it, to your point, it's just like this doesn't make much sense. The problem with this particular film is I don't understand how any of the characters get to a better place, but somehow they all do. Right? That's the problem that I have with this. We've got Janet Jackson's Patricia, who's an award-winning, best-selling author in the field of, like, marriage and family therapy. Yet everyone around her is a hot fucking mess. This conference that they go to is something that they've supposedly done for years, that they do every year to strengthen family. She explains at the beginning of the movie, we go on this trip. Annual trip. We talk about, you know, every. So you would think that for a group that's being trained by a professional as sophisticated as Janet Jackson's Patricia, that all of them would be better communicators than what they are. That all of their marriages would. Your best friend is an award-winning therapist, and you are a part of her. Subjects like the book, because everybody knows who the characters are in the book. So she's been writing about their development for years. Why are they all in such bad shape?
Especially her. You need therapy.
Right.
You can't even see a picture of your son? That's crazy to me.
And her remedy that solves everything is I want you to write on a piece of paper what you like about them and what you don't like about them. And even if the don't like list is longer, deal with it. But
if the do like list is longer,
and that's all it fucking took for Tasha, as toxic as Tasha Smith's character. I don't know what her Angela, for as toxic as her character is, as many issues as she fucking has, all she had to do was write a list
on a half sheet.
That's all that Diane Sharon Leo's character had to do. All they had to do was just. Come on, man.
Now look. Did you do it? Did she do it?
She did do it. They both did it.
No, I'm talking about Patricia.
I don't know if Patricia did.
That's a how great they point. Fix it.
Yeah.
How they fix it from that conversation.
As fucked up as them people were, that was the solution. Like,
and so
that makes sense.
Yeah, bro. And then Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about Brother Perry, he does make the men in his projects super weak.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no way. If I know that my money from playing football for 2 years, even then I got hurt, mm-hmm. was the money that started the capital that starts your business.
Yeah.
Why isn't it their business?
It's our business. Right. It's always going to be our business.
Why isn't it a beauty salon and the barbershop?
Mm-hmm.
You cut here? You cut here.
Yeah.
Like, why isn't it both?
Yeah.
And y'all, my husband and wife. And then you let her talk to you about this? Mm-hmm. Crazy?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
So if she, we talking about Mike's character, Mike's horrible to her wife, his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Angela's horrible to her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And don't give me that, he cheated before. Fuck all that.
Yeah.
Leave him. Because you're not going to stay with him and then talk bad about him.
Right.
And that, so, and you can't, I talk bad about him because he cheated on me before.
Yeah.
With his ex, with his baby mama. Okay, either forgive him for that and move on,
mm-hmm.
or don't. That should be his stance.
Yep.
But he's like, he's on pen, nigga, y'all don't even got kids together.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
You're the reason why are you on, what, nigga? He finally takes an hour to snap on her, an hour and a half to snap
mm-hmm.
on both his baby mama and his wife.
Yeah.
You should have said this a long time ago.
And a when real person would have.
Yeah. So back to the whole thing about Mike being so disrespectful to Sheila
mm-hmm.
that no one can say anything. Because I'm thinking to myself, they're like, oh, man. I look at Malik Yoba's character
mm-hmm.
and Tyler Perry's character, and I'm like, y'all ain't going to say nothing. The women are like, that's wrong. How can you do that?
Yeah.
She be all right. No, bro. I look at you like you're not a man.
Yeah.
You're not a protector of your woman. You a bitch, bro.
You a bitch.
Didn't nobody say that, but like you said, you can't say that in the movie because the movie's over.
Actually. Right, right.
But so at that point,
So like, if the disrespect isn't so heavy-handed, and listen, Richard T. Jones played the hell out of this character.
He's amazing. Don't get it twisted.
He's so good.
He is amazing.
He is so swarmy.
Yeah. He has so much swag.
He's fantastic. Like, his portrayal.
He said, Trina lied. Man.
Nigga. Oh, my God.
When
he got to laughing, when she came in, she comes in. And it's the way he starts laughing at her in lingerie. I was just like, this is so fucked up, but it's hilarious.
Who does that?
Yeah.
For one, yeah, man.
Yeah.
She, just for the record, I'm the Ant Man.
Mm-hmm.
Sheila getting it before anybody. Before anybody.
Right.
It's Sheila, and then it's Angela. Right. Uh-huh. Then it's Janet and Diane. I guess I gave her some pipe.
Yeah,
but Sheila, chunky ass,
mm-hmm.
in that lingerie when she sat to the side, mm-hmm. that hit. Oh man, yeah, man, mm-hmm. fuck out of here,
get at it.
And Mike is talking about you look like you about to look like a tent.
Mm-hmm.
She a big girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, it's just Jill Scott. She looked good as hell.
Yeah,
the fuck you talking about, Mike?
He's
like a loser. Shout out to the Sheriff Troy for that's a heavy pickup. Literally,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
But he
needed that,
and at least see it made sense. Sheriff Troy lives out in the sticks, and he appreciates a real woman,
a real woman.
Like he's out the mix on purpose.
Uh huh.
So he like, man, you a good woman,
right?
I see value in you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you. He not a an Atlanta,
right?
Kind of jump off.
He sees the day.
Yeah.
He said, oh shit, this dude asked for a divorce right in front of me.
Yeah.
I gotta make sure she don't leave this fucking mountain.
I don't.
I gotta keep her here.
Let me ask you: do you know where Richard T. Jones and Trina were flying from? That like Jill Scott could drive
and get there an hour or two later,
right? And the thing is, they were showing Nebraska, like she was driving. It's
days,
it was
bro.
A multi-state.
Well, I know that.
Yeah,
I know. I believe that that they lived in. Well, I know. I believe that Marcus and Angela was in Atlanta.
It was in Atlanta. They drove from Atlanta to Colorado. I think they all was in Atlanta.
Right, because yeah. They all at the end of the day, they was having beers together.
Yeah, they was local. They was
she drove from Atlanta to Colorado.
it could have got there the same night if the road wasn't snowed out. Come on, man.
Stop it.
I tell you.
Come another... on, Tyler just be writing shit, brother. Mr. Perry just be writing shit, man.
I'll tell you another nitpick. If they was all so tight, and I'm talking about the girls, Angela, Patricia, Diane, would Sheila really have been able to disappear on them like that?
I didn't talk to you. You married now.
You married.
Know.
You stayed in Colorado. This is all new. We don't know. We don't know. Like, y'all supposed to be girls. Ain't nobody driving up to see her after she found out that her husband was been cheating. Come on. Like that don't make sense. That's not what friends would do. Like friends would not, you know, just leave the girl out there. Under those circumstances.
For Trina's character, the mistress,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to the event. I'm not friends with anybody here.
Right.
Don't nobody like me. I'm going?
Doesn't even make sense. And going to say to, hey, guys, how y'all doing? Like, that's what we doing now. Like, again, it's Mike's character. Mike's character kind of torpedoes the reality of the movie, that Mike would even be there. Like, you cannot tell. If I tell you some shit about my wife, right? We had a conversation, you know, some shit happened. And if I told you some shit like, man, my wife fucked up.
Yeah.
My wife made a mistake. Oh, my God.
I can't believe she fucking stupid,
that. If you, under any circumstances, tell my wife that I said that, that's the end of our friendship. So not only do you tell that your husband got VD, he sent the he wrote the prescription for it. He also
got a blood test.
He also got a blood test because he wasn't sure the daughter was his, and he thinks you killed your son.
He blames you,
right?
He resents you for
it. And we can have drinks. Come on, man.
No one's fucking with him.
Come on, man. Ever. In the real world.
Bro, you a bitch.
In the real world.
You a bitch, bro. Yeah. And only because my wife tells her best friend that you're cheating on her.
Yeah. In the real world, Mike
would... You put it in our faces, you dumbass nigga.
Man. My G. Come on. Come on.
You bring her up here to the couple's
She's
retreat.
She's sitting at the table.
Next to you.
At a couple's retreat.
Why is she there in the first place?
Come on, man.
No one even asked him. Who is she? They asked who is she.
What
but
the
why
fuck,
is she
man?
Doing here?
What the fuck? What the fuck are you doing?
Even if Sheila was like, oh, she's just my homegirl. Let your homegirl come to a friends and family situation, not a couple's retreat.
Something that we do, according to Patricia, every year as a part of her research in marriage and family therapy. Yeah. Listen, Mike wouldn't have been able. Mike would have only been able to get one snitch out in the real world. So, yes. I'm not like whoever he
said,
snitched
bro,
on
say
first. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you, man.
Bro, are you
like
snicking?
I'm gonna sit here watching you.
You basically telling you don't care about your marriage. That's why you're cheating on your wife.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even love your wife.
Right.
You about to divorce her. I'm struggling in my marriage. I'm struggling to keep my marriage together.
Mm-hmm.
He's struggling to keep his together. And his to her, and his together.
Yep.
So you're going to tell one of the things I share with you as my close friend, as my brother, you're going to tell one of my closest, one of my probably my darkest secret.
One of my darkest secret.
To my that's ensuring that we're going to divorce.
And you just throwing it out there. Like say like revealing that your wife had her tubes tied. That's fucked up. Like, and so none of this, like,
on top of that, no one even talks to Sheila. Like, why the fuck would you tell him that? Yes. I told you this, Sheila.
Right. Or nobody met Sheila. Right. Like, you know, she's the one telling him fucked up. Man, come
on. The best thing about that scene mm-hmm. was when Tasha said, you got VD? How long?
Yeah.
He said, a week. He says, from your wife, it's from Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
He says, no, you didn't get it from Keisha. You got it from Walter.
Mm-hmm.
So what? What you talking about? I ain't gay.
Yeah.
No, I got it from Walter. I slept with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was waiting for you to say, I got a shot a week ago. I was waiting for you to say something. Boom.
Yeah.
I love that part.
So
hilarious. I laughed. I recorded it on my phone last night. I said, bro.
She was fantastic.
She's fantastic.
The mischief on her face.
Her face, she said.
the
glee.
Yeah.
The satisfaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said.
Yeah. The mischief on her face. I wonder what she's like in real life because she plays this character
so good.
Like, just like put her in every and just let her do that. I don't ever want to see her soft-spoken. I just always want to see her.
I want to see her soft-spoken.
Just to see if she can do it.
Because she's so beautiful for
one. She's fine, dude.
She is gorgeous,
she's fucking fine, man.
52.
She's fine, man.
She,
damn, Tasha Smith fine.
Yeah, man. You know she's a twin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, come on now.
That's crazy. Tasha Smith, for sure. I love her character. I love the sassiness. I hate it because it's so heavy-handed with the disrespect.
Yes, heavy-handed.
And now I love the sassiness, the strong wittiness that she has and her characters that she brings to it. But this woman was, Angela is so oblivious to reality.
Yeah. Like, she's almost like an unreal character too.
Why would you want to talk about your man and then think you're going to get some pipe from him later on that night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he's, and for him to be, I wish he had VD, but I don't even know how the fuck I got it.
Yeah.
I ain't been cheating or nothing like that, but the fact that he actually been cheating.
Yeah.
Oh, so you deserve to get VD.
With the baby mama.
And I'm saying, you deserve everything you're getting, bro. Yeah. You are a whole ass nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you might not get the, like, now I don't feel bad for him. When I found out that he was cheating on her, I'm like, okay, but then.
Yeah.
I didn't. Tyler Perry didn't deserve his wife neglecting him.
Right.
Gavin didn't deserve her shutting down, but I understand why she did. And I wish that they would have did more with that. Now there's a part two that we got to do. Part two of Why Did I Get Married as well. Yeah.
Just stay in the pocket, I guess. But like Terry, Tyler Perry's character, like the joke he cracks at the end, like where. A real human being wouldn't do that under no circumstances, right?
I know it's a comedy, but even then, it's like...
And Diane wouldn't have responded like that under any... Okay. And granted, all she did was make a list, right? Like, that's
how she cured everything.
That's the point. And so on the girl side, it's the list. On the guy side, the 80-20 rule does all the work for them, right? And it's just like... These fundamentally really broken characters who have gone through and get exposed to seismic Hiroshima level events somehow end up in a good place at the end of the movie.
Her tubes are still tied, bro. Y'all can't have no kids. How do you take her back from that? Now, mind you, if you have a wife that can't produce children, and you find out after you marry, after you even fell in love, after y'all had been together for so many years, and you stay. I mean, I get it. You love the woman. You know what I'm saying? I get it. It makes sense.
But it's just the hand you dealt.
It's the hand you dealt, and you got to deal with it. Like, okay, damn, this is what it is. Yep. I love my wife in spite of.
Yeah.
But your wife goes behind your back and does it without asking you or talking to you about it, makes a decision. And her statement is, well, it's my body.
Yeah.
And he says, well, when you become married, it's not just about you anymore, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
That's good dialogue there.
Yeah.
But even then, like...
In the real world, it takes years of therapy to work through what they work through at the end. And again, you know, that's...
Then they've actually sat down together and talked to Patricia or anybody else.
Yeah.
Then she made a half sheet list.
Despite the fact that this movie is ridiculous, I really enjoyed it.
Here's the thing. And I love Tasha.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved... I hated the Michael T. Jones character, but it was funny.
Yeah.
Michael J. White, it has to be... He has to be a buster.
Yeah.
All the men kind of have to be a buster for this movie, and they break out of their busterness at the end of the film.
Yeah.
Where Michael J. White finally puts them both in their place, and he should have bended that.
Yeah.
What was the difference, my nigga?
Right.
Like, are you just that fed up now?
And you want me to believe that Marcus never talked to Angela in that tone before? Because she's taken aback, right? Like, you know, he gets aggressive, you know, and she's like, you know what I mean? Like, so this is his first time ever. You guys have, y'all fuss all the time. We starting the movie with y'all fussing.
Right.
You know, on the train. So like this you just have to look at this movie as this is a movie about themes. Because other than that, it just doesn't make sense.
Only person that seems halfway realistic is Lamont and Michelle Troy.
And I mean, and Gavin, Malik Yoba's character.
Only reason why he's not realistic because the kind of person he is, he wouldn't be friends with a Mike.
This is true.
And he wouldn't. And
this
he,
is true.
He would have pulled Mike to the side, like, bro, I can't, I'm not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's uncomfortable. This is her sister. This is her best friend that you disrespecting on the regular basis, bro. I can't teach you or tell you how to do anything. You're a grown man.
Yeah.
But I'm going to stop inviting you to the house to hang out, to these retreats. If you're not even trying to respect your woman, it's disrespectful to everybody. You brought this woman up here, bro. What are you doing, man? Ain't nobody saying this?
And nobody saying that. And like that shit would be, it would stop everything. As soon as he showed up without the wife and said that the wife is driving, everything stops. Them women is not going to just continue to go on about their business, shopping and doing all of these other fucking things. Where's Sheila?
I wasn't going to pay for two flights.
Come on, man. And we going to sit there and have dinner? Like this is, I remember there was a time I did a couple's trip, me and a couple of my partners. We all went out to Palm Springs. We got an Airbnb. And one of my partners and his wife was going through it.
Right.
They weren't a part of all the different events. But everybody else, we still had a great time, right? That seems a little bit more realistic than coming to a situation where everybody is having trouble in their marriage.
Right.
And there's a family and marriage therapist who's a part of the crew.
Right.
Stop it. And award-winning.
Award-winning. I guess the time for her to receive her award was so far later on to where Sheila gets married, engaged, married and everything.
Loses about 50 pounds, gets married.
So this is what we're talking about when writers just make shit happen.
That's what I'm saying. But again, this is interesting to come around full circle. This is a part of Tyler Perry's magic. This is like, this is a part of, he taps into emotions. People like these. These type of movies. They like a Tyler Perry movie.
Melodrama,
Yeah. And so in some respects, it's almost like black telenovela, it's over the top. It is, you know, soap opera, and it is very like, this is like his version of that, where everything is kind of over the top, the problems are big. The characters are bad. The villains are extra villainy. You know, our damsels are hella damsel-y. Like,
yeah.
Like, this is just a in the Tyler Perry.
The stereotypes are super.
The stereotypes.
He's a cheating husband, yes. So he has to be.
Yes.
He's so cheaty. He's such a cheater that he brings his side chick to the couples retreat.
Mm-hmm.
That's so unrealistic.
Yes.
Your side chick is supposed to be hidden and ducked away. Right. And even the girl, if she's smashing your husband, mm-hmm. she's not going to be in your face like everything is cool on a daily basis.
Yes. Yes.
She's going to be like, she has to have some type of disdain or disrespect for you too.
Mm-hmm. And like going back to my man, Terry, his assistant, Pam, like showing up with the birthday cake on his birthday, just them two in the house. Like, that's not realistic.
Come on. You get there, you're having cake. This right. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the daughter at, bro?
Right.
We never see the daughter except in the bed, sleep. Like, on the bed, like she did. She ain't like this. Yeah. She like this because she's in a coffin.
Yeah.
She in a coffin, bro.
That's so fucking funny,
it's just like just making shit happen. And then when she's like, you know what? And you don't know, this is your assistant?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know her?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, don't come here ever again. Blah, blah, blah. I'm checking you. Hey, hold on. Whoa. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
What?
She picks up your kid when you're too busy. She goes to recitals. And if she's that close to the family, how come Diane don't know that she has a boyfriend?
You have a boyfriend? Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You just mean this bitch for the first time?
The woman that's picking up your daughter?
Right. That's picking up your daughter. You don't know?
Even if you didn't know her, I had my assistant. Who's your assistant? Mm-hmm. I need to go talk to her and tell her thank you.
Yes. Like, you ain't never invite her over
for dinner. Come on. Yeah. It'd be like these human beings are just so despicable. Like, I don't like people who just let shit happen.
Yeah.
If I'm in your crib acting up tone,
mm-hmm.
and you're not really saying nothing about it, bro.
Yeah.
I'm making your other guests uncomfortable and making your wife uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And you be like, hey, man, this is job being job.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying you got to get violent. You go, like, hey, bro, you're going to have to leave, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're being disrespectful, homie. Like, you got to. Yeah.
Like.
As a friend, bro. Mm-hmm. And then we can talk another day about why you were acting the way you were acting. And is this going to be a pattern?
Mm-hmm.
If so, then, bro, we're going to have to stop being cool like that.
Like, I would, like, if you were at the crib being hella bombastic and disrespectful, like, I might be like, yo, chill. You know, we being cool. Chill. You know what I mean? And if you was at it, like, you know, I might pull you to the side and be like, come on, man. You know what I mean? Like, what's up?
Please, bro.
What's going on? Da, da, da. The last resort would be I tell your wife and be like, he won't listen to me.
Yeah. You might want to get him out of here.
I think you should. I need you to tell him that you have an emergency or whatever you got to do.
Right.
But it's time for y'all to go.
Right.
But under no circumstances am I just going to sit there and drink my wine.
And do this. He was saying something about Sheila.
It's not believable. It's like,
and she's supposed to be your partner, and Sheila letting it happen too, like
mm-hmm.
even the girl's like, only person that's a real one, which is a love hate situation because she's disrespectful to her own husband.
Yeah, it's Angela.
Like, yeah. You going to keep? I'm tired of this nigga's mouth.
And the thing is this is why like all these chicks are low key shady. Except Angela was about to stitch in from the beginning. From the moment she identified that, like, he's sleeping with her.
But it's not snitching because she don't have no other secrets.
Right.
And she said, I need to tell my homegirl what's going on.
I need to tell my homegirl and the other two.
He's snitching because I got secrets, you got secrets.
Yeah.
Oh, so my secrets out? I'm telling y'all secrets.
Yeah.
But this was in confidence, bro.
So listen. Go ahead. So we have to get into some awards quickly. We have to, We gotta get some awards. We gotta hand out the MVP and LVP. This movie kind of like falls apart because Mike is just so unbelievable, and that's what kind of makes the dialogue that we would have about this film greatly reduced. Is because we can't talk about it in real terms because none of these situations are situations that a character that people would ever be in.
Right.
So that's we gotta end the ship early. Because it's just not a lot to talk about.
It's not real.
It's not real.
So
and we are both saying that, with respect for the Tyler Perry universe.
Right.
Because this movie is made for people.
Happens all the time.
That love this.
Right. It's definitely something. And I'll watch it again because some of the scenes were very entertaining.
Yes.
Now, there's also scenes where I'm like, this movie's hard to watch because I'm like, man, this is so fake. This mm-hmm. is so unreal. Like, Michael T. Jones is like, no one acts like that, bro.
No one acts like
that. Even when she was like, I'm trying to make us work. He was like, well, you want us to make it work? Mm-hmm. Why don't you lose, like, about 50 pounds?
Yeah.
And laughs at her. And, like, come on, bro. Like, he wasn't drunk.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough backstory to why he hates her so much.
Yeah.
We would need that. What he's saying to her could fly if we see how he got to this part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How long they've been married. You know what I'm saying? Is it because he hasn't produced any children and now he's bitter? But it would be different if he was a drunk like Tasha was.
Right, right.
He was drunk and started calling you fat girl, mm-hmm. you this, that. Hey, bro, you left the liquor. Man, I'm good, yeah. I'm good, I'm good. We cool. And then...
And even Tasha's alcoholic wasn't that believable.
She never was drunk.
Right.
She never, like, she never slurred.
Yeah. Just, you know.
But that's.
So who's the MVP?
There is no MVP, bro. I'm kind of interesting. It's not Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like her character. None of these people are likable except Sheriff Troy.
Sheriff Troy. Sheriff Troy is the MVP.
Sheriff Troy's the MVP.
Yeah. You know?
Yes.
He saves Sheila.
Uh-huh.
He builds her self-esteem.
He went to get them yams.
He got the yams.
Uh-huh.
He shows up. He rubs it in Richard T. Jones' face.
Right.
He's the MVP.
With swag and grace.
With grace. Yeah. Uh-huh. Never like, you know, like never like I'll fuck you up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, never, you know. First of all, he's the police.
Yeah.
So,
there isn't too much you can say to him.
Ain't
or do
too
to
much
him.
You can say or do to him.
And he didn't take advantage of the fact that he's the police either.
He's the popo.
Yeah.
He
said, "Hey man, one man's ex is another man's treasure."
But the unbelievable part is, ain't no. I know it's a small town, but somebody would have got their hooks in Detroit.
Somebody would have smashed.
Right.
Yeah. Not a chick. That you watch. It's a turnoff, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Men too. Pause. Yeah. But it's a turnoff, ladies, when you let when I see a woman getting this ran over by her homegirls or by work or by her dude, or, bro, that's, I don't respect those people. I don't disrespect them. I don't mm-hmm. go out of my way to disrespect them, but I don't respect people who just let shit happen. And always accept the short end of the stick. I don't respect those type of people.
I don't respect, like, guys that will, in intimate sessions, like just the boys, like shit on their wives a little bit.
Yeah.
There be guys be talking about how dumb their wife is and da 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 da. I'm not into that because it's almost kind of like, so you think I'm like that too. Like you think this is a space for us to come together and shit on our wives. No. Nah. You know what I mean?
I don't got shit to say about
that. The only reason why somebody would share some shit like that is if they think either you accept it or you into it too. Right?
Exactly.
The only reason. Like, so
if you shit on your wife, I say, bro, that's something to say about you.
Yeah. That says a lot about,
I'm proud of my wife.
Love my wife.
You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
My wife ain't perfect, but neither am I.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife is at the point in our marriage where I don't come to the homies like, man, my wife's there. She go again with that bullshit. My wife is cool. She's solid.
Listen.
You know, that's why I chose her. You know what I mean?
Even if I was upset, I would never say anything about my wife that I wouldn't be proud of. Like if she just happened to hear a conversation that I had with my boys about her, I would never say something that she would never forget that I said about her.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, regardless of the circumstances, I just don't play like that.
But it shows you Michael T. Jones is a loser type nigga. He's even like, bro, and even the scene where he was telling Marcus that, yeah, you smashed. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
They was pounding up my nigga like, I'm not a fool, bro. I know that women and dudes be stepping out on their wives and that's their life. Mm-hmm. I don't judge and that's your thing. And hopefully y'all stay married and y'all stay cool and you eat and you chill out and you stop doing that shit. Or if she knows, maybe she knows about it and y'all just have an understanding, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's your life. But I don't think it's cool to brag about fucking on your wife, doing shit behind her back.
It's not cool.
Like,
it's not cool.
Or really, let's just say anything. Like, it ain't cool to brag about being an unsolid nigga.
Yeah.
An unsolid human being.
That, listen.
Hey, man, yeah. I'm married y'all, but nigga, I gotta be doing my shit. Nigga, you feel me? A man gotta do what he gotta do. I mean.
That's scripture.
That's like, goofy like, shit.
That's scripture.
And do your thing, but that's just goofy.
Yeah.
You should be like, yeah, bro, I ain't proud of it, man, but I be doing my shit, man. I be feeling falling victim.
I
got a problem.
Right.
If you express that way, I'm like, hey, bro.
I have a problem.
If you need some talking to, let's talk. But if not, then hopefully you figure that out, bro.
I'm just addicted to it. I can't say
Fix that shit before it get too late, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I respond to it. But don't be like, hey, man.
But don't brag on it.
Yeah, nigga. And on the courage, the next nigga to do that shit. I said, bro, you letting this nigga, this the person that you see disrespecting my wife in public and in private is a huge reflection on myself.
Mm-hmm.
You married a woman that you don't respect.
Yeah.
Nigga,
Leave her. Like
you're a weirdo.
Just leave. Don't disrespect. Just leave then.
Just leave.
Leave.
Yeah.
Don't be a coward.
Yeah.
Who's the LVP?
LVP? Oh, man. Sheila.
You think Sheila's the LVP?
Because
she wins in the end.
She got saved at the end.
Yeah, she got saved.
Yeah, I think she got saved. Lamont, because Sheriff Troy was like, man, I see he saw some value in her.
Yeah.
He was attracted to her, which I understand because it's Jill Scott. And for men that like big girls, she would be a prime target. But she got lucky, bro.
Yeah.
She didn't deserve that nigga.
Yeah.
She didn't deserve him at all, bro.
Right. Yeah. Right,
she's
right.
She was taking L's all day. She didn't score ever, bro.
I think you might have just changed my mind.
Yeah.
Because I was leaning in. I was almost certain that it was going to be Janet Jackson's Patricia because she's so bad at her job, right?
Yeah.
But ultimately, she's really bad at her job. But ultimately, somehow, even if it's inexplicable, she did tell them how to get their marriages back together, and they did. So,
right.
But I think you're right. I think like Sheila got $87 to her name in the middle of Colorado. And we don't really see how she got back together, right? Like, you know, Troy literally saves her.
Poured into her. He poured more into her than she poured into herself.
He rebuilt her.
Yeah.
You know.
He's the MVP for sure.
He's the MVP. Okay.
LVP will be her. Because even Trina is, you would think, because she had Pam, the assistant for Tyler Perry, I don't believe in nobody disrespecting me. I don't give a fuck if that's your wife or not.
Right.
If we, first of all, if it's a situation where if I'm out with you and your wife says something disrespectful to me, I'm going to approach you. I'm not going to talk to your wife.
Yeah.
I don't talk to women when their husband is there to have a conversation. Hey, bro,
solid
what she said, that wasn't cool, bro.
Solid.
Like, because at that point, vice versa, if my wife disrespect you, tell them I got this.
Yeah.
What the fuck is you doing,
Come
bro?
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, that's not what we're doing. I'm not going to let you disrespect my wife, and I'm not going to let my wife disrespect you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Especially no man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Nah, for sure. So I just felt like Sheila was just there accepting everything and didn't nobody protect her. She didn't protect herself.
She's the LVP.
She's the LVP, man.
Let's give this movie some fists.
Okay.
Now, I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Despite everything that we've said about this, I knew you would think I would go like a one black fist or even like a two black fist, considering all the problems with it. This is three black fists for me. Right? And I tell you why. I enjoy Mike so much in this movie that literally Mike's performance, his over-the-top assholishness, literally drags this. It's Mike and Tasha. Mike and Tasha literally grab this movie from the clutches of a one and drag it to a three. And so I would watch this movie again because I want to see Tasha do her thing.
I love looking at
and her. I want to see Richard T. Jones be Mike and be ridiculous. Call it contradictory, considering what I did a couple few weeks ago. But my scale is my scale, damn it. And so this is a three.
It's a three.
Yeah.
I give it a shaky three.
It's a shaky three?
It's a shaky three.
Right.
Because of the storyline. The acting is actually damn good.
Yes.
And you know, Cat Williams made the statement in the in his interview with Shay Shay, Club Shay Shay.
Mm-hmm.
He said Tyler Perry can't play a man that does, and I disagree. He did a good job playing Terry. Mm-hmm. The only difference is his phone throw to the wall was a little soft.
Yeah.
I used to tell him he didn't want to break it.
Yeah.
But he's not an athlete.
Uh-huh.
And his walk up the stairs is a little soft too. He's not the most masculine man, but then he also plays the kind of character. He plays a masculine. He's a masculine man that's not a very. He's not alpha.
Yeah, he's not an alpha.
He's not a dominant man.
He's just a soft spoken guy.
Very soft spoken dude.
Yeah,
and all the men are though.
Yeah,
except Michael T. Johnson. Right. Richard T. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, Malik Yoba is just letting shit happen.
Yeah.
He's offering. He has good counsel, but it stops there. Marcus is a walkover, pushover,
mm-hmm.
a big ass muscular pushover.
Yeah. There's a lot more to talk about in this movie if Mike wasn't so over the top.
Right.
And so that's why, to me, like, it still is a good movie in there. Yeah. You're right. There's good performances. Mm-hmm. I guess there are good themes. We just have like just one kind of over the top character. That kind of blows the narrative up.
Yeah.
But it's still a three. I'd watch it again.
It's a solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a solid. We got to get up out of here, bro. By the way, I loved Keisha, the baby mama. I loved the way she walked into the salon.
Yeah.
Super stank.
Yeah.
But loved
attitude.
Her.
Attitude.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I love it.
But yeah, this is a dope movie, bro. I mean, it's a dope cast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with Tyler Perry playing Terry.
Yeah.
Unrealistic
mm-hmm.
energy.
Bad crockpot.
Yeah, Greg Pot. Yeah.
Bad crockpot.
It wasn't seasoned good enough.
But yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Too much stuff happening.
Too much
stuff. Like, you didn't need it all.
Right. Right.
You didn't need it all. Uh-huh. Like, you know.
Sit down and get the characters down. The mm-hmm. characters weren't likable.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Didn't like Patricia's character. She just seemed all over the place, and she didn't seem like she shouldn't have been a therapist for one.
I don't know how she was winning awards.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
That's our time, y'all.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Why Did I Get Married? We'll do part two soon, possibly. Mm-hmm. Just to talk about how these characters have changed or didn't change. What y'all think? Is our assessment of how Tyler Perry writes his characters, how he might go a little heavy hand with the drama? What y'all think? Let us know in the comments, man. We love y'all. We see y'all next time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your host, Big Ja.
Mm-hmm. Infidelitone.
Infidelitone.
Yeah.
And you're watching Blockbusters, and we catch y'all next time. Be good or be good at it. Pum to the max.
Blockbusters.